Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well. Good evening, people out there in cyberspace land. I'm glad that you're able to join another edition of Homebase Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. And for the 47,000 plus listeners who have tuned into a show here on this cyberspace broadcasting, we want to thank you. This truly is listener supported radio. If you didn't listen to our show, we wouldn't have no numbers, and we just would be out here talking to ourselves. But we're not talking to ourselves. So for the broad-based group of listeners who have tuned into the show here on this platform, we just want to say we thank you. And tonight, you know, we do on Monday nights at 7:30, we broadcast National Black Unity News Show. On Thursday nights at 8, we do a specialty on home-based business taxes, preparing people for the upcoming tax season. And we're also working on getting the Jasari's Love Show back up and broadcasting with my wife, Cynthia Jasari's Love Jahi. And I just want to again thank everybody that has tuned into a show here on this, this space. And we want to let you remind you, this show is brought to you by The Voitex. What is The Voitex? The Voitex is a consumer booking engine that will allow you to save on your travel 85 to 90% of the time, whether you're renting a car, booking a hotel room, staying at a resort, whatever your fancy is in terms of traveling. And this is the busiest travel time of the year, so make sure you create your free Voitex account that will allow you, the consumer, to be able to beat the price, Expedia, Priceline, and several of the other online booking engines that people are very familiar with that they book their travel to. So how you do that? You go about going to vortex365.com/MU Group. So that's myvortex365.com/MUGROUP. And then you create your free account and begin to book your travel, do the things that you need to do, rent your cars, stay in your hotel rooms, book your cruises, all of that. And we just recently, this past Saturday, we gave away $500 cruise vouchers to people that had tuned into a live web stream that we're doing through our corporate company, Service 365. So again, all of these wonderful benefits brought to you by Surge 365, company of the future, company of the destiny, and a company that is truly, truly helping people turn their travel dreams, destinations, into opportunities, and for people, home-based business side, turning that into opportunities as well. So we want to just thank everybody for tuning in. And now we're going to go to Mr. David Murphy, who will be introducing his guests he had for the night. And I believe we just had Mr. Butler call in on 443-844-2659. Is that you, Mr. Butler?
No, that's Mr. Wellington.
Mr. who?
Wellington.
Okay. All right. Mr. Murphy, the floor is yours.
Yes. Yes, how you doing? Good evening, everyone. This is David Murphy, the publisher of the National Black Unity News. As always, first and foremost, I like to always let people know I thank God for this great opportunity, because this is an opportunity to share information with you, to even be on this airways right now, because this is a powerful, powerful tool that we have access to. The National Black Unity News is a powerful, powerful tool to have access to as well. And I encourage you to give us a call and get your copy, because we have a fresh new issue coming out in January the 1st, and you still have a little bit of time to participate with us if you want to put in an advertisement. And if you want to make some comments or something, let me know. You can give me a call at 443-455-2373. That's David Murphy, publisher at the National Black Unity News, or you can go to our website at www.thenationalblackunitynews.com. And we have several guests that will be on with us today. And one is a young lady I met recently by the name of Angela Scruggs. She has a unique and powerful testimony about her personal life, but she also is involved with a powerful, powerful company with great opportunities. And I'm going to bring her on in a few and to let her talk a little bit about who she is and what she does. Then we also have another gentleman on who is associated with the National Black Unity News as well. He's by the name of Mr. Vernon Streeter, who is one of our marketing execs, as well as he also is heavily involved with event planning. And he'll explain a little bit about that as well as we move on into the show. And we have another gentleman that's coming on board with us, Mr. Milan Butler. And he deals with a lot of youth and colleges, and he has a wealth of information, and he's doing a lot of things around the Baltimore and surrounding area. What he's doing, like I said, it's a powerful, powerful lineup that we have here. And everybody that's on this call, well, you know, that's involved with the publication, the National Black Unity News, because this is unique, what we are doing. The uniqueness about our publication is this conglomeration of business owners and services who have come together to bring powerful information to you, the listening audience. Powerful, not only is it powerful, it can enhance your quality of life, and this solution-oriented. It's a nationwide black newspaper. It's for us and it's by us. And so I encourage you not only to support the National Black Unity News, but everyone who's on this call today, because when they come forth, you will surely see that they have valuable information to share with you. But that being said, I want to introduce this young gentleman first that I met a long some time ago, and he was a powerful young man when I first met him, and he's even more powerful today as he had grown in wisdom and knowledge. And I'm going to bring him on just for a few, and I hope he's sticking around with us, because I want him to interact in our conversation. Mr. Vernon Streeter, I would like for you to introduce yourself, let him know who you are and what you do, sir.
Yes, sir. How everybody is doing today. Yes, I got involved with Mr. Murphy, like you said, a long time ago, doing different events in Baltimore City in the past. Presently, getting back involved with the newspaper, Mr. Murphy and others. I am national sales rep, one of the national sales rep. Also, I do events. In the city, I have a list of venues, knowledge of different ways you can make a profit, and different things. So I thank Mr. Murphy and the opportunity to be a part of this great aspiration, this great newspaper.
Thank you, sir. And I hope you stick around with us, you know, when we start dialogue and when we have an open conversation. And next, I would like to bring up this young lady who I think personally is a powerful, powerful young lady, because when I first met her recently, she demonstrated, you know, her power. When I say demonstrated, I was at this event. And not only did she prepare the food, but she was, you know, providing a service. She was servicing people, doing their nails and makeup and things like that. She was doing all sorts of things. She was multitasking. And I have a thing about myself. It's called discernment. And with this discernment, I have a general idea of people that I need to meet and I need to work with. God, in other words, God directs my steps. My steps are ordered. And I knew when I first met her that she had a special gift within her. And I invited her to participate with the National Black Unity News, and she did so. And I hope she'd be with us for the long haul, because we're on a powerful, powerful journey. And because this young lady is on a powerful, powerful journey as well. But that being said, I would like to introduce the listener on it to one of our editors, Miss Angela Scruggs. Are you there, Angela?
Yes, I am, Mr. Dave. Greetings, everyone. My name is Angela Scruggs. I am a grateful servant of the Lord, and I'm also here to give my testimony of where God brought me from, why I'm even standing upright today, and also I have the small business of being a Mary Kay consultant and as a leader in an outreach ministry, Helping Hands Outreach and Resource Ministries Incorporated, and I also assist with Christ Kingdom International Fellowship of Churches. As we go on in the conversation, I would just like to share with everyone how we can move forward in business and in faith. Is that all right with everyone?
Yes, it is. All right with me.
All right, then.
Okay. You know, Angela, you know, to get this show started right, you know, sometimes, you know, in this type of broadcast, Brother Satawi and I, you know, we get a little deep, you know, because we share our souls and our spirits with our listening audience. We do this because we know for a fact, you know, we have longevity. We done been there and done that, so to speak. But at the same time, we do know words are powerful. And when people know that you're coming from your heart, you never know who's listening to us. You never know who may be going through something. So there's a lot of folks right now, especially during this season, who are feeling extremely depressed, hopelessness, and just don't know where to turn. And sometimes, oftentimes, they feel like giving up. Ask me how I know. I tell you. But in any case, I just want you to share, because I think you have one of the most powerful testimonies out there. And I want you to just be straight up with the people, you know, because like I say, not only the life you save could be yourself, but at the same time, you never know who life you who would have effect on, because words do not come back void. Somebody's listening. Somebody needs you. And I believe your steps are ordered as well. That's why you're on this show right now, because somebody needs to hear what you have to say. So from this point on, take a few minutes and just tell people where you've been and where you're going.
Woo. Well, as you said, Dave, be blunt and to the point. Where I've been is first of all, I'm one of those children out of the 60s. I was a hush-hush child. I am a child that was born out of wedlock from a 16-year-old young woman. And in the 60s, you know, that was a no-no. So we can already say the odds were so-called stacked against me to begin with. And I was adopted immediately. I was taken away from my mother biologically and went through the foster care system until my parents adopted me. And, you know, as the world says it, we already have a detachment disorder. And it means we don't bond with people. It means that we're already going to have problems from the door. But as time went on, you know, I'm a rape survivor. I started being molested at age 6 by one of my mother's friends. He and I'm going to be very open and honest here. He used to come by and see my mother, take me in the basement, and he would urinate on me. You know, it would go on. And also because I'm from one of those families where nothing came out of the house. I know somebody on this phone line knows what I'm talking about you didn't air your dirty laundry outside of your house. And I was beaten, not just disciplined, but I'm talking about beaten with extension cords. And, you know, when I told my mother that a boyfriend raped me at gunpoint, she beat me up and told me I was a bunch of whores and liars and all kinds of other colorful things were peppered in there. And, of course, I turned to drugs. At 13, I started by smoking marijuana. I did that all through high school, just trying to fit in. I didn't know I was suffering from depression. Later in my 40s, believe it or not, I found out that I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. But I spent about 20, 25 years on drugs, doing marijuana. I graduated to snorting cocaine. I went on when crack came out, I started with Freebase. And then went on to smoke crack. I went on to prostitute. It took me to homelessness, sleeping on the street, sleeping by the Delaware River, in an attempt to try to so-called bring my life back together. I wrote an autobiography, and this is still an active addiction, of a man. His name was the Big 12, from Trenton, New Jersey. But something I must have did wrong to this man, and, you know, we were all drug-infused, and he held me hostage for 9 hours with a hammer between his legs and told me I had to beg for my life. And finally, you know, there's no mistake of what we go through or how we go through it, because we're still here today. And, you know, I had met husband number one here in Baltimore, and I also met a friend of mine that I just lost, and I called her and said, look, if I stay here in Jersey, I'm going to die. She said, come on, and in 1997, I came back to Baltimore, started my life all over again. I committed my life to the Lord. I gave my life to Christ. And you can say there have been more good days than – there are no bad days when we are in Christ. I have to say that. When we are giving our lives to the Savior, my best day doing drugs is in not even in comparison to my not-so-good days on this side. The words that I really want to say – is there are ups and downs in your life. I still see a therapist today, and that's something that the African-American community needs to deal with and say it's okay to get other help. I deal with these issues today. I'm proud and I'm happy to be here to tell somebody, don't be ashamed to get other help. And if I can swing this thing in here about why I do Mary Kay.
Yes, excited also,
being a home-based business. Huh?
No, go ahead. Go right ahead.
If you want to know why I do Mary Kay, I remember Mary Kay from the 70s. And in the same beauty salon that with the mother that also beat me, I began to take care of. See, that's the power of forgiveness, everybody. And when we forgive, you know, we begin to transform. But Mary Kay is a company that's built like this: God, family, then business. And the products have transformed my skin from being kind of weather-beaten and prickly to smooth and soft. Plus, it helps you to build wealth. I don't know any company that you work for that you can keep half of what you make. It's yours, and it all depends on you. If you put the work in, you get the results. You put a little work in, you get a small result. You put a lot of work in, you get a lot of results. But I like the fact that it depends on what you want to do, what your goals are. There's no pressure. There's a lot of love. There's a lot of sisterhood, a lot of brotherhood, because you got brothers doing better than some of the women out here. And basically, that's my story. And you know, I would, it's a self-esteem builder, too, because when I look at myself in the mirror at my skin, I can say, oh, look at you, gorgeous. Hello, gorgeous. And yes, and just a touch of vanity in there, just a hello, gorgeous. And I also
well, let
know
me say this to you.
Let me say this to you, Angela.
Let me say this to you. You know, I never tire listening to what people go through sometimes because it encourages myself. You know, I too have battle scars. Most people, if you live long enough, you will have some. And but some more than others. You know, some people had to really go through the fire. And it's to me personally, it is so heartbreaking that you had to go through such a tormented life like that. You didn't ask for that. It was forced upon you. People took from you. And you had to suffer the cost. You had to go through the whole chain of events because you was hurting. And hurting people hurts people. And most of the person that they really hurt is themselves.
Yes,
and
yes, we
you
did.
Know, today, you know, I was, I just thank God. I really do because I always get revelation. I guess that's when they say when old men. And I guess some people call me that. You know, wisdom set in. And I'm still a seeker. You know, I'm always looking for something new. You know, I feel like I'm just getting out of high school. I got so much work to do. You know, it's a lot out there to do. But, you know, I am 67 years old, 67 years young, put it that way.
Yeah, put it that way.
And I stood the test of time. Because most of my friends that I came up with is no longer with us. But, you know, but there's one thing that you said that struck a nerve, and I want our listeners to really listen to what I have to say about this. You know there's many battles that we have to overcome. We have to endure. Some things just come to us, then some things we do to ourselves. And some things we just totally confused about.
Okay.
Now, I've been out here for a long time. I've been on the battlefield for almost 30, 40 years trying to make change in our communities and everything like that. But, you know, there's one battle, one major battle, that it's extremely difficult for myself to overcome. And that biggest battle, I've been there and done that, but this battle is a constant battle, and that's the battle within. I am my biggest battle right now, David Murphy against David Murphy. And see, you know, if the truth be told, and this is not in everybody's case, but mostly in my case, though, do you know that most of the things that pretty much happened to me, I caused it by the decisions that I made. It's different from you and what people took from you, but these things I did to myself. I did this. I made these decisions. You know, I chose certain people to do this with and certain things like that. And it's hard when you know that you are the culprit. And you wonder why. You say, why I'm here today, why I'm going through this right now, why I'm going through that and that. Because one thing is extremely difficult. That's why therapy and everything is extremely important because you have to get to the root of the problem, the root.
Right.
And most of the time the root is ourselves. No matter what happened yesterday, no matter what you did yesterday, and the most thing that if you could ever come to this conclusion, you have to, because you can't hide from yourself, you have to learn to forgive yourself. It is extremely important to learn to forgive your yesterdays. You see, our conscious mind will constantly whip on us, but at the same time, you know, we whipping on ourselves. You know, we'll go out here and try to save the world, but sometimes we can't even save ourselves. And you have to let go and let God. You have to forgive yourself, because you know I ain't the same man I was 2 years ago. Matter of fact, I ain't the same man I was last week. I'm constantly evolving. And so, you know what I did as a child? I acted like a child. That was yesterday. That's different now. And so you learn to forgive yourself, and then once you can do that, then if you can forgive yourself, then it's easy to give somebody else. And then you can let them things go, and then you can move on into your future, into your present state. Angela, I truly, truly appreciate your testimony, and I hope you stay on the call, because we got a lot of discussion to talk about, but there's some other guests that I want to bring on. So, Tyree, is Mr. Butler on?
Yes, sir. You are Mr. Butler? Okay, Mr. Butler. Welcome to
the show. Yes, I want to introduce this young man. Angela, I hope you're staying still, and Vernon, I hope you stay on the line, because we're going to have an open discussion pretty soon about some current events. And but there's another young man that I've met recently as well. And we had breakfast together, and he shared some ideas with me. And that discernment kicked right in on this young man. Because his heart was in the right place. He had a lot of drive, you know. And not only did he have a lot of drive, but he had some great programs that he wanted to, accomplish. And so I invited him to be an editor in the publication dealing with youth. And this young man, since I met him, he's been working constantly. He's meeting the right people, doing the right things. I mean, he's rolling up his sleeve. He's not a talk, he's a door. I even attended a meeting some time back, I think about 7-8 months ago. And this brother brought in all types of people from all different segments and stuff. And I said, yeah, this brother got the right stuff. He know what he's doing. But I could say, but he's always, just like me, he's always a student. And he's always willing to learn. And he will listen to you. That's why I said, wisdom is in this young man. And without being said, this brother got a lot on the ball, and he's working with a lot of people. So, Brother Butler, I'm going to bring you on, sir, and let people know what you're doing, who you are, why you're doing it, and how it can help our people.
Most definitely, Brother Murphy. First and foremost, I appreciate you. Thank you for the invitation. I try to take as many of these opportunities as I can. I feel like you already hit the nail on the head. You talk about it vibrating similarly, and I look for the quality of your network, your events, your vision, everything you do. I appreciate the opportunity. So for everybody on the call, again, my name is Malon Butler. I am the founder and CEO of the Association of Collegiate Proactivists. And the Indigenous Business Association. These are two terms that we dropped in response to the inner city infrastructures where we're looking to put all of our activity and to kind of develop not just a platform that will provide group economics, but something that will allow us to stay active. I feel there's a lot of stagnation. You make mention to me being a doer. I look at what prevents people from doing action and try to eliminate those or approve them. And in doing that, it really works a lot with, people like who you've already introduced on this call. I've had a chance to meet Brother Vernon Street. You've gotten a chance to come to these events. You see local heroes and stories like the last queen who just shared here, who you've gone through experiences that no one else may be able to relate to. But by you sharing it, you reach the youth. And that's really where my entire focus is. I think that this leak in the faucet, it has to end with the youth. I think if we're responding to the younger generations quickly, we can at least stop the bleeding. And I think that's step one to community health. I think that grabbing them and providing them with what I call a safety net of resources is exactly what needs to happen. So when they turn left, they turn right, they drive straight, or even shell into their corners, they always recognize that a support system is around them and there for them. They talk about it takes a village. And I think that's something that needs to be restored in this day and age, and I push for that. So we use this Indigenous Business Association just for that cause. We look for businesses who contribute. We keep our platforms neutral. We have our indigenous terms so that our Hebrew Israelites aren't arguing with our Moors and our Rastafari and whomever else are still brothers of ours and sisters of ours who can relate to a commonality. and ask them to attend each other's functions. You know, more than I care about your monthly contribution and dues, I care about your willingness to go and partner and grow with other local institutions. That was one of the first things I noticed. Coming into the scene, I think many people look at the advocacy and think, you know, oh, you know, the community's not doing anything. You know, I'll come in and I'll tell them what needs to happen and poof, there'll be change. But you go and you walk into some 400 to 600 other grassroots organizations who have been out here doing this for a while and their different lanes and avenues. It's a beautiful but yet very humbling experience. You have to realize that you play a piece in that, and that's really my quest, is for everyone to come together like this and to contribute their perfect piece into this vision that we all can construct. And as a community, uplift the quality of living for everyone. You look at, we focus on the inner city infrastructure because statistically speaking, the lowest point of every category that defines wellness and positive living, you find our people at the bottom of it. And you find us compiled in these tight environments with no job opportunities, no group economics, no education platforms, no entrepreneurial pushes. And we get them into places where school systems are attacking them for their cultures, cutting their hair off and telling them they can't look this way or dress this way or talk or think this way. And I think that that calls for sustainability. I think it calls for reciprocity. And I think that both of those are two keystones that we push for in the Indigenous Business Association, what we call IBA. We want to back this from the support systems from here all throughout the entire diaspora and support it through the Indigenous Persons Declaration, a bill of the United Nations. I've seen a lot of people in this city who have vibrated very high intellectually, and I think that we need to have a voice at these tables. We need to have a voice for our community, and this is a vessel that accomplishes that. It's pulling the Brother Cliffs of Maryland Council of Elders and David Murphy's, who we're involving in more than just this speech here. But I'd like to highlight for anyone listening to the call, National Black Unity News was able to partner with us in helping facilitate these activities to the youth, teaching them about publishing at young ages and the value of what it means to find the stories around them and talk to their peer groups. It offered us platforms within IBA so that we can ask other businesses to join in and gain from his advertising, his marketing, his commercials, his ad, which we've consistently placed in. And I appreciate seeing everyone's talent shine through. I think that's something that I think is a talent and a passion of mine. I just am here to share my piece as well.
All right, my man. Look here, you know, Mr. Butler, let me just say this to you. You know, you have what I call eloquent of speech, but what you have even more so, as I said earlier, you adore and you listen. And you know, sometimes I call it divine inspiration, because that's what I'm all about. You know, that's what the National Black Unity News is all about. And it's no what you call coincidence that we're all on this line together today. You know, we could have been in a lot of places, all of us, you know, but yet we all, four of us, are on this phone right now. And Brother Satawi, I don't know if you noticed that at the host of this show, he has been dealing with youth ever since I met him 30, 40 years ago. I mean, he's one of the most dedicated people ever met. Him and his wife have a group, you know, an organization called Movements Unlimited. And they dedicated their life to the youth, you know. And so I think that y'all need to, you know, have a conversation. And and you already met Vernon Streeter, you know, he's the event planner, and you put on quite a few events. You know, we all need to, you know, we can't be all to everybody, but we all can give a little support to each other, because we all fight for the same purpose, you know, the upliftment of our own life, but the upliftment of our people as well. And that's what makes my life so meaningful and so worthwhile, because I get opportunity to meet people like Brother Satawi and his wife, Angela Scruggs, Vernon Street, or Milan Butler, you know, and a host of other people out there who's on frontline soldiers out there who've been there, done that, and putting in the work. You know, a lot of people talk the talk, but a lot of people, you know, they don't put in the work. And and this has to be, you know, we have to work, you know, and but we have to network. And Brother Satav, I know we at the halfway point. You want to chime in, sir, with a station break or something, sir?
Just, you know, and again, thank everybody for chiming in, and looking forward to collaborating and taking this to another level beyond these airways, where, you know, this is the connecting point. Glad David was able to bring us all together through this show that we've been doing for about 5 to 6 months now. And it's finally starting to pan out. And we just look forward to more and more of the editors from the National Black Unity News to be able to connect with what we're doing and making more and more of these type dialogues and conversations happen. So I just want to again just say to everybody that's on, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, with that being said, you know, the National Black Unity News is designed by divine inspiration. I had no shame in that, you know. You know, it's not a David Murphy thing. It's a we thing, you know. And I'm just one of the players in it, you know, and as well as everybody who's on this phone call. And, you know, because there's a lot of work that need to be done. As my brother just mentioned, you know, it's we are at the bottom of a lot of things. But, you know, we're the most resilient people on this earth. You know, we have everything we need. But what we need to do, what we need to start doing is networking. Not only just talking about coming together, but we have to be doers of the work. You know, we can't just keep talking, and we have to pull our resources together and make things happen. But I am so pleased to say, at this time, the National Black Unity News has reached a critical curve, as we call it. We have stood the test of time. This publication only been around for a year and a half, but I've been publishing for over 40 years. And I know the business, and I know the ups and downs in it, you know, but, you know, you can't foresee everything. But I'm going to give you a brief history of where we've been and where we've gone. The National Black Unity has only been around for a little over a year and a half now, maybe close to 2 years now. And from the onset, Brother Bill Gooden, who was co-publisher or editor-in-chief, he and I decided that he encouraged me. He said, "Dave, you need to start publishing again. You know, this is the perfect time for it. Our people are going through so much right now, and we need to do something." You know, and so I, of course, go to God, and I got my orders to move because I'm a soldier and I'm obedient. And since then, he and I was going to finance the first, you know, promotional issue. We're going to put out just an 8-page and let people know what's coming forth. But do you know, I told people like Brother Satawi what I was about to do and several other people, do you know we ended up with 32 pages just coming out the box? And that's extremely, in the publishing, extremely, extremely difficult to do. And I knew God had his handprint all over this. And the caliber of people that has came, some has gone and some came back and some moved forward, but we're constantly moving. We are not stagnant. And we have meet people like Sister Angela Scruggs that came on board. You know, Vernon Street is coming back. And Satawi has been with us from the inception of the publication. And Milan came on board, you know, been around for at least 3 issues anyway, I believe it is. And we are going places. Matter of fact, one of our editors is going to Nigeria, and they're going to take the National Black Unity News and going to spread it all over the country. It's already in motion right now. And this is going to be the onset for other African nations to get on board, because we're in the negotiations with quite a few other people. Do you know, at this particular time, we are the largest black newspaper in the country? And I know that sounds kind of strange, but we are the largest black newspaper, staff newspaper in the country. We are, I believe, the only one is nationwide circulated. There's papers like the National, the Nation of Islam that go to major black cities and other Muslim publications. But to be, you know, classified as the national black, I think we're the only ones who's doing that at this particular time. And another thing, the uniqueness of the black, national black community, we are not set up the way any other publication is. We are, first of all, we are what you call a collaboration of people who have come together for the sole purpose of promoting ourselves, our products, goods, and services, but at the same time, we want to help other people. We are solution-oriented. Our goal is not only just bring you good information, but we want to share information that's going to enhance your quality of life. But not only that, there's a lot of tentacles that is attached to the National Black Unity News. Like Mr. Butler just said, he's dealing with youth and on all these different levels. And yes, the National Black Unity News is going to participate in that. And with Andrew Scruggs, you know, that's why she's on this airways, because if she stick around with us, I mean, there's going to be a host of activities. I already got plans. You know, people don't know who I am yet, but, you know, I'm a blessed man, a truly blessed man. I'm not bragging. I'm not boasting. I'm just telling you like it is, because I'm blessed. And my thing in life is just one thing, is to support you, to support our people. You know, we have been through so much. But you know, I'm a visionary. I've done research on us, and we have so much wealth around this country. They say that we have $1.2 trillion. I beg to differ. I think it's 3 or 4 times more than that. They don't want to know. They don't want us to know our true strength and our true power. And I do know we own less than 1% of the media. I'm coming back to you. We own less than 1% of the media, so 99% of the information that we're receiving in this country is coming from outside resources. And most people, most of these public information is negative towards us. So there's a need for the National Black Unity News. When I say the National Black Unity News, I'm talking about everybody who's on this phone call, because everybody on this phone call is participated in the National Black Unity. So it's not a David Murphy thing. It's not a Satan. It's a us thing. And I appreciate everybody on this phone call, because, man, I'm going to tell you this. We're about to go some places. You know, when God get a hold of you, you don't know where you're going to end up. But all we have to do is continue on an individual basis to put in the work and lead the results to God. So stay constant, stay diligent, and stay committed to your true calling. And you never know where you're going to end up at. Brother Satire, you want to say something?
Just that, you know, we in Movements Unlimited, we have a fundraising program that can benefit churches, nonprofits, and other organizations. And basically all you have to do, if you go to our page, National Black Unity News, you'll see the fundraising sign-up piece that says, click and order fundraising, new revolutionary product called the Vortex. Basically what that is you can create an account with our organization, and when you create an account, it will give you a link that you can give out to people. And every time that they rent a car, book a hotel room, stay at a resort, go on a cruise, whatever they save, that comes back to your organization in the form of a donation. And so this is a powerful, powerful fundraising tool. It is already transferred. We call it the transfer of wealth, because it enables organizations to not have to compete with people's discretionary income. And when I talk about people's discretionary income, whenever we're doing something fundraising-wise, you know, normally that's what we're competing with. We're competing with people's discretionary funds, whether they got the money to buy a $20 plate, no matter how good the food is or whatever. But something that's already in their budget, they already is going to go somewhere anyway. They're always going to rent a car somewhere kind of way anyway. They're going to stay at a hotel some kind of way anyway. They was going to go on a vacation, the annual vacation anyway. Now you have the means to allow that particular supporter to be able to do what they was going to do anyway and bring a donation back to your organization without you asking them for discretionary funds out of their pocket. It was something they was going to do anyway. And so we call it an anyway, anyhow, any means way of raising money. And over $7 million has been transferred through this fundraising vehicle since its inception in Vortex came into existence 2017. And so definitely has already have raised over $7 million through the nationwide conglomerate of people that are using the Vortex to create a new way to raise money. And I have to say this, people in the other community, the white communities, they're using this to raise money for their churches. And this is how they are obtaining the funds that they're able to obtain, because they have cashed in on a new way to involve their clientele to participate in fundraising. And so all we really want to do is be able to share this with people and organizations and say, hey, look, make sure that you get hooked up with the Click and Order fundraising program. And if you look on our page 14 in the newspaper, you'll see an ad in the bottom left-hand corner called Click and Order Fundraising, or you can give me a call at 252-458-3712, because everybody has a following, and all of your followers, you don't know who is going where, what they're going to do, who needs to rent a car, who needs to stay at a hotel. You don't know what their situation, their circumstances are. Why not be able to help them save some money and at the same time help your organization raise some money? I just wanted to get that in there. And again, I just want to thank everybody for being here on today's show. And we got like 14 minutes left. I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Murphy.
Okay, while we have just a few minutes left, I want to go do a little round table thing here. And I'm going to start what we did in order, the way we all came in. I'm going to start with Mr. Vernon Streeter, then Angela Scruggs, and Milan Butler at last. I just want to ask you a simple question because it's extremely important. I asked you for a reason. And Vernon, you still with us?
Yes.
I want to ask you a serious question. And, you know, you can just say, you know, the best of your ability, you know, you got to give a long thing. Just take a few minutes. Why do you do the things you do in business, in your event planning and the publication?
The main thing is to help my community. I feel as though this is the community I'm living in, and everyone should be giving back, because we all in this together. And if one don't make it, we all don't make it.
Powerful. Angela, why do you do the things that you do?
Two things. I tell my story because so many people sweep this type thing under the carpet. And in college and doing research, I found out that approximately 85% of drug addicts are rape survivors, and they're ashamed to tell it. And two, why I do Mary Kay is, A, I like the profit. I like the product, but I also like it's an opportunity to minister to other people on a more intimate level.
All right, powerful. Mr. Butler.
Yes, sir.
Why do you do the things that you do, sir?
And honestly, I'm in this line of work because I feel like it completes me. Every bit of the organizing, being able to touch the youth, being able to touch the family unit and see, even on a small level, the changes and the influences that can come about is soothing to me. It's something that resonates. It's something that I realize I can express where my talents are in life through this as a lifestyle, as a career path, and just as an individual. It's something that really helps me. You talk about it, you talk about like a calling, and that's exactly what this feels like. And I think that I've not found any other opportunities that have allowed me to learn so much about myself, who I am, and how I drive, except for being out in the community with these people, building on a platform. And so I love it for the expression. I'm in it to bring a positive influence to the future leaders of this world, so that when I pass, I don't necessarily need to see the changes, but I need to see the path that it's going on as a community towards our health.
Well, wow. See, this is what I'm talking about. See, I asked that question for a reason. See, the reason being is this. You know, normally when people are in business and who provide service, the first thing they do, you know, well, I want to make some money. You know, I want to do this, you know, and this, that. But the first thing each and every one of you talked about was serving. Serving others. Because that's where your heart lies. Of course, it takes economics to get to, you know, get us to where we're going. And everybody, you know, economics is a powerful, powerful tool. But, you know, if we had a little bit more of it, we can do more work and more services with other people. But the point I was making here when I asked you those questions was, I just wanted the listeners to know that the type of people that's involved with the National Black Unity News, you see, yeah, they have great products. Yes, they have great services, but the most important thing that they have commitment. They have love in their heart. They're willing to share their time, their blood, their sweat and tears to service our people. And see, this is what you call true economic cooperation. This is what you call true soldiers, what I call you, call each and every one of you, because, like I said, you're out there on the front line serving and giving up your time. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do a lot of things, but like I say, many are called, but few are chosen. Even the chosen ones who are chosen, but only a few will go. And you are the type of people out there who's going places, who are doing things, and I appreciate each and every one of you. But before we get off this airways, I want to start with you, Vern. I want you to give us your contact information so people will know how to contact you, sir. Mr. Vern Street, are you still there?
Hello?
Yeah, I would like you to give out your contact information so our people know how to get in touch with you.
Okay, my phone number is 410-443-473-7912.
Can you repeat that again, sir?
443-473-7912.
All right. Angela Scruggs, could you give out your contact information, how people can get in contact with you?
I sure can. My phone number is 410-274-2797.
Okay. Mr. Butler, can you get out your information, please, sir?
Yes, sir. You guys will send me an email at M, as in Mary, butler.acp@gmail.com. For those of you on Facebook or Instagram, you can look us up under the name The Association of College Proactivists, the ACP18 or _18. And my phone number is 410-622-5161. Let me know for those of you who are looking to build. My lines are open.
Okay, fantastic. And you can find all of these people on this line right now in the National Black Unity News. You can go to our website at www.thenationalblackunitynews.com, or you can call 443-455-2373, the National Black Unity News. And I want to take this time to thank my special guests, Mr. Vernon Streeter, Ms. Angela Scruggs, and Mr. Milan Butler for taking out their time to be with us this evening. They could have been in a lot of places, but they took their time to share with us. And as always, I want to thank my brother, my partner in crime, my ride or die soldier brother, Brother Satari Jahi, who's been out here on the front lines for many, many years, who's dedicated to the call and who have really put in some blood, sweat, and tears over the years and still putting it in, you know, and I appreciate you for your services, sir. Back to you, Mr. Satari.
All right. Thank you so much, David. And again, thank everybody that participated. And just want to remind the listening audience, all of those people out there with a nonprofit or a church group or a group that needs to look at how to transfer wealth. We're talking about how to transfer wealth in the largest industry in the world, the travel industry, an $8.1 trillion industry. And all you got to do is some very simple steps. Set up that process, and we'll be here to coach you all along the way. We use the system, and it has already helped us being able to help our listeners and our supporters through a transfer of $10,000 that has been transferred in terms of fundraising. And, hey, if you don't ask, you don't ask. If you don't knock, the door won't be open. So I anticipate and I expect everyone that's on the call tonight, whatever it is that you're working on, and I'll be reaching out to each and every one of you to let you know how you can participate in the Click and Order fundraising and help your supporters with being able to, one, save money, and in turn, as they save money, it'll bring in more money to your organization by providing a service. And, hey, that's all I want to say about that. And, again, I just thank everybody for being on the show tonight. God bless y'all. Have a great evening. Back to you, Mr. Murphy.
Okay, before we go off the air, again, I want to, again, thank everybody on the call because, you know, just listening to you all, you know, it just confirms what I do, you know, because I call myself a servant of servants, and each and every one of you are servants. And you putting in the work, and I have much love and respect for each and everybody on this call. But I want the listening audience to know the type of and caliber of people that's involved with the National Black Unity News. See, this is just a small segment of us. But, you know, throughout, you know, like I say, you know, from where I sit, I sit in such a beautiful place because I get the opportunity to see so many brothers, black brothers, who are dedicated, who are committed to helping us as a people. It's a lot of work out there that need to be done. These are just a few of the soldiers that's on the front line making changes, but they need your support. They really need your support because, after all, they're out here to support you. And it's time. Like I say, God bless them with everything we need. We have everything we need, but one thing we need to do, we need to start supporting one another. We're the only group of people in this country who money goes from one hand and goes right back out. Other people, Italians, Jews, Koreans, everybody, sometimes it circulates as high as 13 times before it goes out to anybody else. It's high time, ladies and gentlemen. This is not only supporting us, this is a legacy we're building. This is going from generation to generation. We got a young man on here working with young people. They need to hear from us. They need that support. Because if we don't, who's going to supply jobs for them? Who's going to supply the opportunities for them? Housing, better communities, schools, and everything else. This is important work that we're doing. And this is work about all. This is collective works. And we need to support one another. I'm going to tell you this. I appreciate everybody on this call. And all you have to do, I'm talking to my guests on this show. You know my telephone number. And those who know me know that I'm here 100% to support you. I'm only one man. I can't be here. I can't do everything for everybody, but I do what I can because I see the work that you're doing. I feel the work that you're doing. I see your commitment. I also feel your pain as well. And like I say, but I want you to look forward to this upcoming issue in the future because things are really looking bright. You know, like I said, we stood the test of time. Now we're ready to cross over to the land of prosperity. We're ready to cross over to the land of reaching a multitude of people. We're about to change lives. We're going to save lives, and we're going to help bring this economics back to us again, you know, because we done did it before. We had our own college. Where do you think all these black historical colleges come from? Now, look at the type of stuff they had to go through to do that. There's no excuse for us today. But one thing, we have to work with one another. And I thank my guests. And, again, look forward to working with you in the near future. And so, Brother Satire, you want to close us out? And I thank you for your services, sir. As always, peace and blessings to everybody.
All right, all right. I'm going to close this out with
peace and blessings.
Two people who had called in, Mr. Wellington, and then I see we had a 410-736-1411. Y'all have any closing comments y'all like to share with the listening audience? What you got out of the show today? Okay, if not, then I'm going to go ahead and pull up our theme song called It's My Time. It's my time to find my destiny. My time to be able to move forward in the things that we want to accomplish and do. So listen to the words of this song, and then, hey, it's everybody's testimony on the show today testifies to the words of this song, and it's one of the reasons why I adopted it as a theme song. And Mr. Paul Hoffman, who wrote the song, allowed me to have the rights to use this song for my show. So again, I want to thank Mr. Paul Hoffman. And you might not remember him, but he was the person, he used to be the jingle man. And he came up with, he said, do the four commercials and other commercials for these big time companies. So this is the theme song called It's My Time.
Wake up.
All right, that concludes this broadcast. Have a great evening, and we want to thank everybody that tuned in, and want to thank those that stayed on the line and listened to theme song as we close the show out today. God bless you, and have a wonderful evening.
Good night.